Hello and welcome along to Hosting, the show where I, Carlo Ritchie, host house guest Guy Montgomery here in Sydney, Australia. Guy, welcome to Australia.
Why, Carlo, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's taken us a while, hasn't it?
Well, certainly longer than we laid out in our last, you know, documented conversation.
Well, and this is what I wanted to talk to you straight off the bat, Guy. I'll show you around the house in a little bit.
Yeah.
But before that, I don't know if you knew this, but that package that you gave me to take back to Australia was full. I don't know if it's legal in New Zealand, but opium, certainly not legal in Australia. Oh. So I got in a bit of grief.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, opium's not legal in New Zealand at all.
Oh.
Is that what was in there?
Yeah, opium.
Yeah.
2 kilos of pure opium. Some, they said the purest.
What?
Yeah. Purest opium.
Yeah. No, I know how pure that stuff was.
I was lucky to get away with such a minor charge. I mean, it took a lot of time through the courts.
Yeah.
But I'm fine. I'm on no fly list, but I'm fine.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You're bound to Australia.
Yeah, well, you see, what happened was because I openly declared it because they said, if you had anything to declare, I said, well, I've got this package that a friend of mine gave me and I don't know what's in it.
You didn't say my name.
No, I just said a friend.
Yeah, cool.
And lucky I did, Guy, because it was full of opium.
Yeah. Well, I guess you can't really declare opium, can you? Because they'd say, well, you know, that's illegal.
Well, that's what they said. They said, you know, you've willingly declared almost 2 kilos of pure refined opium.
And was there any legal fallout?
Well, the no fly list.
Yeah.
I had to pay quite a bit in legal costs.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But you know, it was all worth it. For my opening trip to New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, New Zealand certainly hasn't been the same since you left. I mean, the economy hasn't been quite as stimulated. And I will tell you this, Carl, I'm glad to hear that you got away more or less scot-free with those 2 kilos of pure opium because I could not find them.
Oh, no. Well,
rest assured, you know, I wound up in a little hot water myself.
Is that right?
Well, you know, I said I was going to host this big opium party to celebrate your departure and embarrassingly egg on my face, you know. Who would have thought that I would send you packing with, you know, these 2 kilos of...
Well, I mean, you did. You gave me the package. You said you needed me to take it to Australia. There was a number written on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I did not think it was opium in that package.
Right. What did you think it was?
Oh, just some knives.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that, yeah.
I guess
just
that...
bloodied knives covered in my DNA and hair.
Huh. Why would you send me with knives covered in DNA and hair?
Well, better you than me, right?
Well, I guess that's true. But that's, you know, that's neither here nor there. I mean, you seem to have had an interesting couple of months. You look very tanned,
yeah.
Very lean.
Well, I had a heck of a time trekking up to base camp. You remember you were planning this trip for yourself.
That was the trip I planned.
Yeah. And it, truly, one of the most incredible, eye-opening, sort of life-changing experiences. And it's something that it never would have occurred to me to plan or do. And I've got to say, you know, if you ever get the chance, you should really, really go on one of these trips.
Because, no, well, thanks.
You know, I feel a different person.
I put a lot of effort into planning that trip, so I'm just glad to know
someone got to enjoy it.
Yeah,
and a friend, no less.
And now it looks like I don't know if I'll ever get to enjoy it.
Wow. Yeah, unless you want to travel there by boat.
Yeah,
big journey.
True enough, Guy. But you know, look, it's a new day. It's your first day in Australia.
You've opened your house to me with open arms, and I'm so grateful, Carlo. It is honestly a pleasure to be here.
Oh, Guy, I'm excited for you to be. I'm really excited to see, you know, how Australia lives, what it's like over here, and I think you'll find it very different to the New Zealand that was certainly presented to me. I mean, for example, you'll notice first of off the bat. Look, I've got my own toilet here.
Incredible.
It's very different. Flushes. It's connected to a central sewage system, which is very different to the bucket that you know, I traditionally as the guest had to use.
So is that that's for general use?
And you can use that.
My word.
At your leisure.
Such grace as a host and dignity too.
Well, you know, that's just part of the hosting. That's what I like to do as a host, you know. And if anybody's listening who wants to know a little bit about being a host, I hope that you can learn something else from me extending the use of my toilet to Guy Montgomery.
Well, yeah, I imagine people at home are scribbling that in their notebooks, you know, with real urgency.
Oh, you'd hope.
I mean, you say that I'll experience a different culture and a different country, but Australia so far from my trip from Sydney Airport to your beautiful home here in Redfern has been, you know, more or less very similar, slightly more abrasive accents and slightly more attractive people, but otherwise, you know, much.
Well, a lot of that is all put on for you. So I don't know if you know this, but a lot of the street scenes that you've passed, that was all totally a facade.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Organized by you or by Australian tourism?
Just by Australian tourism. Yeah. We try and put on our best foot. Put a best foot forward.
And this isn't specific to me. This is for any tourist.
Any visiting tourists. Any visiting tourist.
Tourism Australia.
Mm-hmm.
How many tourists come through this country or Sydney?
Millions.
And every single one of them is treated to one of these.
The tailor-made, extravagant experience.
How different are those sort of little vignettes from people's ordinary
life? Everyone is tailored. So you like to laugh. You like to have a good time. You love to laugh. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of crazy characters jumping out at you on this adventure. And that's just the Australian tourist dollar. Really
incredible attention to detail. So it'll be quite separate from my trip to Everest Base Camp. And that, you know, that felt like a very authentic experience. People were going about their business and, you know, our lives might intersect. But here, the entire, like a theme park almost, the entire experience is tailored to my tastes.
Yeah. It's the future in tourism, we call it here.
I got to ask, you know, you'd think that such a huge campaign or sort of effort would result in international coverage, but I've not heard hide nor hair of this.
No, well, we like to keep it, you know, just between us. And so listeners to this podcast, I'd ask you to just keep that to yourselves. Can't get that getting out. It'd ruin us.
Oh, wow. So the person at customs has said, "Welcome to Australia, Mr. Montgomery. Have a fantastic trip."
An actor.
Because that didn't feel tailored specific to me, save for him saying my name. Wouldn't it make sense for the airport officials to just be people who are going about their job?
It would make sense, wouldn't it?
So was that, when he stamped my passport, was that a real stamp or is that?
It's hard to say, really. We've sort of lost track of what has been an act and what is real. It was meant to be a utopia guy, but really, I don't know what my life even is anymore. Part of the day I'm acting for tourists and the other part of the day I'm living my life, but the two are beginning to blur into a sort of hellscape.
Well, of course. I mean, that's going to happen. If everyone has to buy into this facade, there is going to be a blurring of the line.
Well, no matter, Guy. We're going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time. You're going to love Australia. You're going to tell your friends, and you're going to come back.
Well, it's a beautiful morning here in Redfern. I mean, what's on the slate?
Well, I thought we'd start off with an Australian breakfast. So I've cooked some eggs for you. I've got some local sourdough bread.
Beautiful.
And I, as a vegetarian, I know I've got you just some mushrooms, some local mushrooms. Just saute them up in a little bit of dark beer. I thought you'd like that.
Oh, my God. You've just laid this down. This is one of the most beautiful-looking breakfasts I've ever seen.
Well, you know, it's not going to make it on Instagram, but it's home-cooked. It's wholesome, you know?
Carla, I would love to say thank you so much for this.
Guy, you gave me one of the most, I guess, life-shaping and life-changing experiences of my life when I was in New Zealand. And I just want you to get the most that you can out of your time here in Australia. And I want to repay you the kindness that you paid me.
Will you be eating with me?
No, I've already eaten, Guy. It would be unfair of me.
I'd just feel remarkably uncomfortable if I ate this whole hearty breakfast.
Well,
just
I'm going to have a cup of tea.
What about, why don't we both have one of these eggs together?
Well, look, how does about that sound? You eat as much as you can, and I'll have any leftovers.
I think what would be a great idea is...
Look, I'll just have one of these mushrooms. No, I'll just have one of the mushrooms.
You didn't put that in your mouth.
Mmm.
I can see the mushroom behind your shoulder on the ground.
Oh, no. Well, that's just a little tradition. It's a little practical joke there, Guy.
Okay, well, here.
And you didn't fall for it.
I'll give you this one. Why don't you eat that mushroom there instead?
Okay. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit indeed.
Mmm.
Can you unscrunch your hand?
Why, Guy? I'm eating a mushroom.
I can see you. You're clearly not eating a mushroom. Just unscrunch your right hand.
There it is.
Why are you holding
it? That's another bloody prank, guy, and that's what I'm here to do. Keep you laughing. So eat up, mate. I'll make a cup of tea, and I'll come back.
I don't want to be rude, and I appreciate you going to the trouble of cooking this delicious feast and laying it in front of me, but I've kind of lost my appetite. Would it be okay if we just sat and spoke instead?
Of course, guy. Of course. How about a glass of Australian milk?
I see no reason why we couldn't both share a delicious glass of Australian milk.
Let's get that out. And there's a glass for you, and there's a glass for me. I'll put that.
Wonderful.
Well, cheers, guy.
Cheers indeed.
Mmm.
Mmm.
That's good. That's Australian farmer's fresh milk. I got that from a local farmer. She sells at the market. A little more pricey than the milk you buy in a shop, but a lot more heart, wouldn't you say?
It's certainly thicker.
Mm.
Incredibly dense.
Very creamy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's almost like a cream.
It's a lot better than the milk you guys have over there in NZ, isn't it?
Oh, look, I don't want to enter into this sort of trans-Tasman pissing contest, Carlo. I think two countries can be great independent of one another.
No, that's true. And I think, you know, we all lose gracefully in our own way, don't we?
I don't think anyone...
But it's a good milk.
Is winning or losing. It's a fantastic milk. So you source a lot of the produce you eat here in your Australian home locally?
Yeah, as much as I can, Guy. You know, it's all about provenance. And I don't trust the other states. So, you know, that's a disadvantage that we have here in Australia. You don't have so much in New Zealand. You know, you guys are all working together as a country.
Yeah.
Whereas we're all very internally suspicious.
Yeah, that I don't know where that stems from, but that is one of the main differences. We're very trusting people, you would have noticed.
Yeah, you are very trusting. Very open.
Yeah.
Very, very open. I mean, someone will put down a drink in front of you and you'll drink it right up. That's the kind of people you New Zealanders are. You know?
Well, that is a reflection on our sharing and caring nature and, of course, the trustworthiness.
Yeah.
Now, no. Of course, if a stranger put down a drink here in Australia, I would be very, you know, with great trepidation, I would sip from the drink.
But if a friend poured you a glass, you'd drink that right up.
Well, if a friend pours me a glass of milk, I'm going to drink the milk. I'm not rude.
No, well, that's...
And again, I would like to apologize for not eating those mushrooms.
That's all right, guy. I'm sure you'll be hungry later. You know, we've all got to eat, don't we?
I guess we do, but yeah, I would sooner, just so you know, and this is by no way a slight on our relationship or the trust built between us.
You go.
But I think it would be great if we went out for a lot of our meals, if we got other sort of, you know, independent people.
Guy, it would not be hostly of me to not cook and prepare every single meal while you're here in Australia.
Okay. Okay. Great. Not even one meal out? I mean, there must be some lovely restaurants we could go
to. There are some restaurants, Guy, but I would rather know that all the food that you're getting is coming from my very hands. It's just what I like to do, you know?
Yeah. Well, you are truly already a commendable host and a force to be reckoned with regards to accommodation.
Thank you, Guy. Well, look, I think I should probably show you to your room.
Yeah.
Just come through this way with me. And here it is.
Wow.
It's a little bit of a mess. I'm sorry that I didn't set it up nice, more, you know, a little nicer, but, you know.
This is barely a mess.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Two whole bean bags?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in case you meet a friend while you're here, you know, you might want to bring him back. Maybe another New Zealand friend, you know?
Well, that would be lovely, but it is my hope to meet and form an authentic bond with an Australian while I'm here.
Well, we all hope, don't we? But yeah, so I've got a double bed here.
I didn't even see the double bed. So excited was I by these dual bean bags.
Oh, no, yeah. It's everything you can need. I've got a towel there for you, a face towel.
Carlo, this is incredible. This is an overnight sleeping kit. You've got moisturizer in here. This stuff must cost $50.
No, it's nothing, Guy. It's nothing. Just let's thank the Australian Tourism Board for just making sure that I'm always furnished with supplies for foreign guests.
This is all from the Tourism Board.
Send it out in packs to us.
You don't even need to organize it or anything.
I have to organize the room, but all the trinkets, these wee chocolates on your pillow, this clock, they're all from the Australian Tourism Board.
Yeah, those chocolates look great. I was wondering if you have any that were still in the wrapper.
No, I don't, Guy. And I'm a little insulted that you asked, actually.
That's no matter.
Better eat them quick.
Oh, well, yeah. But I'm not really, you know, so hungry just now. So, yeah, I'll just put them over.
Have them later.
Yeah, I'll have them, you know, another time. Maybe we could have them together.
Maybe. You know, every dog has its day. And you'll notice the bed here, Guy, is really, it's quite dry, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is a different thing to you.
No, I sleep on a dry bed back in New Zealand.
Oh, so just me had to sleep on a wet bed?
Well, you didn't have to, but, you know, it seemed like you really wanted to, so I don't want to take that away from you.
That's all
this
right.
This is, honestly, I'm touched by the generosity that you have shown.
Guy, it's a great country. I'm really excited to show you around, and I'm really excited for you to be here and for me just to pay you back all those kindnesses that you gave me.
I'm excited too. Now, I've written up a list of things that I was told by friends that mm-hmm. I simply must do while in Sydney, Australia.
Oh, yeah? Can I take a look at that list?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. No, no. Well, we'll try and get to that, Guy, if we can.
I understand you, of course, will have activities planned now, but I thought we could maybe do some of those together.
Well,
surely.
I just don't know. I have to lodge an itinerary with the Australian Tourism Board, and I don't know if it's going to be enough time for me to lodge all of these activities, Guy. I mean, I've already.
We could get onto that right now.
Well, look, let's calm down for a bit. Okay. I've got you an Australian craft beer. Let's have a come back into the lounge room. I'll open you up. There we go. That's for
you. Are we going to finish these milks?
Look, milk, schmilk, put it in the... Anyway, don't worry about it. Have a delicious craft Australian beer. Oop. Okay. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like to take a good long draft of it just to really taste it.
Wow, I got to say, these Australian fluids... are second to none.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, Guy. Like I said, things are just different over here. Things are a little bit nicer, a little more classy, a little tasty.
So how long will it take, just out of curiosity, for us to lodge this tourism request with the...
Well, I'll get on right away to the tourism board and look, hopefully we can log a couple of them, if not all of them, you know, at least one or two.
I understand it might be a bit touristy for your taste. If you're making an excuse, we don't have to do all the things.
No,
on the-
Guy, I'm here to host you, baby. I'm here to take you around, have a great time, you know. So I'm gonna do my best to get a couple of these little things. What have we got here? Chinatown. That shouldn't be too hard.
No,
go to Chinatown.
That'll be great. We could go out to one of Chinatown's famous restaurants.
Well, we can look at one. Bondi.
Yeah, Bondi Beach. I thought we could do a surfing lesson.
Well, that'll be... Well, we can... The one man's beach is another man's pool. So... Oh, look, in the Botanic Gardens. Now, that is one that not many people get to go and see. It's not on the tourist trail, typically.
The Botanical Gardens?
Yeah.
When I was reading the Lonely Planet Guide last week, it said the Botanical Gardens are one of Sydney's main draw cards.
Well, yes...
Nestled against the shoreline, Sydney's botanical gardens are one of the most beautiful gardens in all of Australia.
Yeah, no, well, that's very well remembered. Well, we'll see what we can do, Guy. I mean, look, there's a list of things there, and if we get to two or three or four or maybe five of them, won't that be a trip?
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
And if
we get to none of them,
hey,
we're much the wiser, aren't we?
I don't know that would make us any wiser. I'd be slightly disappointed, but, you know, it's your job to host and my job to do, you know... As not you say, but certainly, I don't want to be a burden.
I don't want to hear the B word while you're here.
Okay,
I don't want to hear either B word. No, but I don't want to hear that B word. Specifically, I don't want to hear burden while you're here.
Well,
I don't want to hear that word, Guy.
Yeah, I'll do my best not to say it.
Great, because we're gonna have a great time. You're never a burden, okay, Guy?
Yeah.
You'd never be a burden.
I have no desire to be
great, Guy.
B word.
Nice. I like what you did there, Guy. Well, it's going to be a great time, Guy. Oh, God, am I excited. Cheers.
Cheers again.
Have another drink there.
You didn't sip it just then.
I went to sip it and I thought, no, I'll let mine rest a little bit. These are great at 14 degrees, I like to think.
A beer is best served cold.
Mm.
Are you sure you don't want to
kick? So many things are best served cold, aren't they? Anyway, it's great to have you here, Guy. This table, I got this from my parents.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What sort of wood is this? Is this a native Australian
wood? That's a native Australian wood. That's ironbark. Very sturdy, hard wood.
What does an ironbark tree look like?
Oh, magical.
How strong are these beers?
What is that for? Oh, it's only 3.8%. It's quite light, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I've only had a couple of sips, but they feel...
You might have to have a lie down, Guy. It's probably the jet lag.
I wouldn't want to lie down as soon as I arrive.
No, well, I mean, I can understand, Guy. I mean, it's coming up on 5 p.m. here, so it's got to be 7 p.m. plus a day in New Zealand. So it's now Saturday, so it's what, Sunday at 7 p.m. in the afternoon.
Well, if it's not too much trouble, I might enjoy a little lie down.
Guy, mi casa, su casa.
Oh, got heavy lids. Well, I guess, you know, I might see you again later this evening. But hey, here's cheers to a great first day. Let's drink long and deep from the necks of these Australian craft beers.
Here's cheers to that. Long and deep. Oh, that was a big one, Guy. Big gulp.
Still letting that warm up, are you?
14 degrees is when I find it's its best.